Appendix. The Kings and Their Courts. The King on the Iron Throne. Joffrey Baratheon, the first of his name, a boy of 13 years, the eldest son of King Robert I Baratheon and Queen Cersei of House Lannister. His mother, Queen Cersei of House Lannister, Queen Regent and Protector of the Realm. Cersei's sworn swords, Sir Osfrid Kettleblack, younger brother to Sir Osmond Kettleblack of the Kingsguard. Sir Osney Kettleblack, youngest brother of Sir Osmond and Sir Osfrid. His sister, Princess Myrcella, a girl of 9, a ward of Prince Doran Martell at Sunspear. His brother, Prince Tommen, a boy of 8, next heir to the Iron Throne. His grandfather, Tywin Lannister, Lord of Casterly Rock, Warden of the West and Hand of the King. His uncles and cousins, paternal. His father's brother, Stannis Baratheon, rebel Lord of Dragonstone, styling himself King Stannis I. Stannis's daughter, Shireen, a girl of 11. His father's brother, Renly Baratheon, rebel Lord of Storm's End, murdered in the midst of his army. His grandmother's brother, Sir Eldon Estermont. Sir Eldon's son, Sir Aemon Estermont. Sir Aemon's son, Sir Alan Estermont. His uncles and cousins, maternal. His mother's brother, Sir Jaime Lannister, called the Kingslayer, a captive at Riverrun. His mother's brother, Tyrion Lannister, called the Imp, a dwarf, wounded in the Battle of the Blackwater. Tyrion's squire, Podrick Payne. Tyrion's captain of guards, Sir Bronn of the Blackwater, a former sellsword. Tyrion's concubine, Shay, a camp follower now serving as bedmaid to Lawless Stokeworth. His grandfather's brother, Sir Kevin Lannister. Sir Kevin's son, Sir Lancel Lannister, formerly squire to King Robert, wounded in the Battle of the Blackwater, near death. His grandfather's brother, Tygett Lannister, died of a pox. Tygett's son, Tyrek Lannister, a squire, missing since the Great Riot. Tyrek's infant wife, Lady Ermisande Hayford. His base-born siblings, King Robert's bastards. Maya Stone, a maid of 19, in the service of Lord Nestor Royce, of the Gates of the Moon. Gendry, an apprentice smith, a fugitive in the Riverlands and ignorant of his heritage. Edric Storm, King Robert's only acknowledged bastard son, a ward of his uncle Stannis on Dragonstone. His Kingsguard, Sir Jaime Lannister, Lord Commander, Sir Merin Trant, Sir Balin Swan, Sir Osmond Kettleblack, Sir Loras Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers, Sir Aris Okart. His small council, Lord Tywin Lannister, Hand of the King, Sir Kevin Lannister, Master of Laws, Lord Peter Baelish, called Littlefinger, Master of Coin, Varys, a eunuch called the Spider, Master of Whisperers, Lord Mace Tyrell, Master of Ships, Grand Maester Pacell. His court and retainers, Sir Ilan Payne, the King's Justice, a headsman, Lord Haleen the Pyromancer, a wisdom of the Guild of Alchemists, Moonboy, a jester and fool, Ormond of Oldtown, the Royal Harper and Bard, Dantos Hollard, a fool and a drunkard, formerly a knight called Sir Dantos the Red, Jalabar Show, Prince of the Red Flower Vale, an exile from the Summer Isles, Lady Tonda Stokeworth, her daughter Felice, wed to Sir Balmain Birch, her daughter Lalas, 34, unwed and soft of wits, with child after being raped, her healer and counselor, Maester Franken, Lord Giles Rosby, a sickly old man, Sir Talad, a promising young knight, Lord Moros Slint, a squire, eldest son of the former commander of the city watch, Jothos Slint, his younger brother, a squire, Danos Slint, younger still, a page. Sir Boris Blount, a former knight of the Kingsguard, dismissed for cowardice by Queen Cersei. Josmyn Peckledon, a squire and a hero of the Battle of the Blackwater. Sir Philip Foote, made Lord of the Marches for his valor during the Battle of the Blackwater. Sir Lothar Brune, named Lothar Appleeater for his deeds during the Battle of the Blackwater, a former free rider in service to Lord Baelish. other lords and knights at King's Landing, Mathis Rowan, Lord of Golden Grove, Paxter Redwine, Lord of the Arbor, Lord Paxter's twin sons, Sir Horace and Sir Hobber, mocked as Horror and Slobber, Lord Redwine's healer, Maester Balabar, Ardrian Celtigar, the Lord of Claw Isle, Lord Alessander Stedman, called Pennylover, Sir Bonifer Hasty, called the Good, a famed knight, Sir Donal Swan, heir to Stonehelm, Sir Ronnet Connington, called Red Ronnet, the knight of Griffin's Roost, Oran Waters, the bastard of Driftmark, Sir Dermot of the Rainwood, a famed knight, Sir Timon Scrapesword, a famed knight. The people of King's Landing, the City Watch, the Goldcloaks, Sir Jacelyn Bywater, called Ironhand, commander of the City Watch, slain by his own men during the Battle of the Blackwater, Sir Adam Marbrand, commander of the City Watch, Sir Jacelyn's successor, Chataya, owner of an expensive brothel, Aleya, her daughter, Dancy, Marie, Jade, Chataya's girls, Topo Mott, a master armorer, Iron Belly, a blacksmith, Hamish the Harper, a famed singer, Collio Quinus, a Tiroshi singer, Bethany Fairfingers, a woman singer, Alaric of Isin, a singer far-traveled, Galleon of Cui, a singer notorious for the length of his songs, Simon Silvertongue, a singer. King Joffrey's banner shows the crowned stag of Baratheon, black on gold, and the Lion of Lannister, gold on crimson, combatant. The King in the North, the King of the Trident. Robb Stark, Lord of Winterfell, King in the North, and King of the Trident, the eldest son of Eddard Stark, Lord of Winterfell, and Lady Catelyn of House Tully, his direwolf Greywind, his mother, Lady Catelyn of House Tully, widow of Lord Eddard Stark, his siblings, his sister, Princess Sansa, a maid of 12, a captive in King's Landing, Sansa's direwolf, Lady, killed at Castle Derry, his sister, Princess Arya, a girl of 10, missing and presumed dead. Arya's direwolf, Nymeria, lost near the Trident. His brother, Prince Brandon, called Bran, heir to the North, a boy of 9, believed dead. Bran's direwolf, Summer. Bran's companions and protectors, Mira Reed, a maid of 16, daughter of Lord Howland Reed of Greywater Watch. Jojen Reed, her brother, 13. Hodor, a simple-minded stable boy, 7 feet tall. His brother, Prince Rickon, a boy of 4, believed dead. Rickon's direwolf, Shaggy Dog. Rickon's companion and protector, Osha, a wildling captive who served as a scullion at Winterfell. His half-brother, Jon Snow, a sworn brother of the Night's Watch. Jon's direwolf, Ghost. His uncles and aunts, paternal. His father's elder brother, Brandon Stark, slain at the command of King Aerys II Targaryen. His father's sister, Lyanna Stark, died in the Mountains of Dorne during Robert's Rebellion. His father's younger brother, Benjen Stark, a man of the Night's Watch, lost beyond the Wall. His uncles, aunts, and cousins, maternal. His mother's younger sister, Lysa Arryn, Lady of the Eyrie, and widow of Lord John Arryn. Their son, Robert Arryn, Lord of the Eyrie. His mother's younger brother, Ser Edmure Tully, heir to Riverrun. His grandfather's brother, Ser Brynden Tully, called the Blackfish. His sworn swords and companions, his squire, Oliver Frey. Ser Wendell Manderley, second son to the Lord of White Harbor. Patrick Malister, heir to Seaguard. Daisy Mormont, eldest daughter of Lady Meg Mormont and heir to Bear Island. John Umber, called the Small John, heir to Last Hearth. Donald Locke, Owen Norrie, Robin Flint, Northman. His lords, bannermen, captains, and commanders, with Rob's army in the Westerlands. Ser Brynden Tully, the Blackfish, commanding the scouts and outriders. John Umber, called the Great John, commanding the van. Rickard Carstark, Lord of Carhold. Galbart Glover, master of Deepwood Mott. Meg Mormont, Lady of Bear Island. Ser Stevron Frey, eldest son of Lord Walder Frey and heir to the twins, died at Oxcross. Sir Stevron's eldest son, Sir Ryman Frey. Sir Ryman's son, Black Walder Frey. Martin Rivers, a bastard son of Lord Walder Frey. With Roose Bolton's host at Harrengal, Roose Bolton, Lord of the Dreadfort. Sir Anise Frey, Sir Jared Frey, Sir Hostine Frey, Sir Danwell Frey. Their bastard half-brother, Ronell Rivers. Sir Willis Manderley, heir to White Harbor. Sir Kyle Condon, a knight in his service. Ronald Stout. Vargo Howitt of the Free City of Kohor, captain of a sellsword company, the Brave Companions. His lieutenant, Erswick, called the Faithful. His lieutenant, Septon Utt. Timian of Dorn. Rorg, Igo, Fat Zollo, Biter, Tog Joth of Ibn, Pig, Three Toes, his men, Kyburn, a chainless maester and sometimes necromancer, his healer. With the northern army attacking Duskendale, Robert Glover of Deepwood Mott, Sir Helmon Tallheart of Torrens Square, Harion Carstark, sole surviving son of Lord Rickard Carstark and heir to Carhold. Traveling north with Lord Eddard's bones, Hallis Mullen, captain of guards for Winterfell, Jax Quint Shad, guardsman. His Lord Bannerman and Castellans in the north, Wyman Manderley, Lord of Whiteharbor, Howland Reed, Lord of Greywater Watch, a clanigman, Mors Umber, called Crowfood, and Hother Umber, called Horsebane, uncles to Great John Umber, joint castellans at the last hearth. Lyessa Flint, Lady of Widow's Watch. Andrew Locke, Lord of Old Castle, an old man. Clay Serwin, Lord of Serwin, a boy of 14, killed in battle at Winterfell. His sister, Janelle Serwin, a maid of 32, now the Lady of Serwin. Leobald Tallheart, younger brother to Sir Helmon, castellan at Torrens Square, killed in battle at Winterfell. Leobald's wife, Barina of House Hornwood. Leobald's son, Brandon, a boy of 14. Leobald's son, Beren, a boy of 10. Sir Helmon's son, Benfred, killed by Ironmen on the Stony Shore. Sir Helmon's daughter, Edara, a girl of 9, heir to Torrens Square. Lady Sybil, wife to Robert Glover, a captive of Asha Greyjoy at Deepwood Mott. Robert's son, Gawain, 3, rightful heir to Deepwood Mott, a captive of Asha Greyjoy. Robert's daughter, Irina, a babe of 1, a captive of Asha Greyjoy at Deepwood Mott. Lawrence Snow, a bastard son of Lord Hornwood and ward of Galbart Glover, 13, a captive of Asha Greyjoy at Deepwood Mott. The banner of the King in the North remains as it has for thousands of years, the grey direwolf of the Starks of Winterfell, running across an ice-white field. The King in the Narrow Sea. Stannis Baratheon, the first of his name, second son of Lord Stephen Baratheon and Lady Cassanna of House Estermont, formerly Lord of Dragonstone. His wife, Queen Selyse of House Florent. Princess Shireen, their daughter, a girl of 11. Patchface, her lackwit fool. His base-born nephew, Edric Storm, a boy of 12, bastard son of King Robert by Delina Florent. His squires, Devon Seaworth and Brian Farring. His court and retainers, Lord Alistair Florent, Lord of Brightwater Keep and Hand of the King, the Queen's uncle. Sir Axel Florent, Castellan of Dragonstone and leader of the Queen's men, the Queen's uncle. Lady Melisandre of Ashai, called the Red Woman, priestess of Valor, the Lord of Light and God of Flame and Shadow. Maester Pylos, healer, tutor, counselor. Sir Davos Seaworth, called the Onion Knight and sometimes Shorthand, once a smuggler. Davos's wife, Lady Marya, a carpenter's daughter. Their 7 sons, Dale, lost in the Blackwater, Allard, lost in the Blackwater, Mathos, lost in the Blackwater, Marek, lost in the Blackwater, Devon, squire to King Stannis, Stannis, a boy of 9 years, Stephen, a boy of 6 years. Salador San of the Free City of Lys, styling himself Prince of the Narrow Sea and Lord of Blackwater Bay, Master of the Valyrian and a fleet of sister galleys. Maeso Mar, a eunuch in his hire. Corain Sathmantes, captain of his galley, Shyala's Dance. Porridge and Lamprey, 2 jailers. his lord's bannerman, Monteris Velaryon, lord of the tides and master of Driftmark, a boy of 6. Durham Bar Emon, lord of Shoppoint, a boy of 15 years. Sir Gilbert Faring, castellan of Storm's End. Lord Elwood Meadows, Sir Gilbert's second. Maester Jern, Sir Gilbert's counselor and healer. Lord Lucas Chittering, called Little Lucas, a youth of 16. Lester Morrigan, lord of Crow's Nest. His knights and sworn swords, Sir Lomas Estamont, the king's maternal uncle, his son, Sir Andrew Estamont, Sir Roland Storm, called the Bastard of Nightsong, a base-born son of the late Lord Brian Caron, Sir Parmin Crane, called Parmin the Purple, held captive at Highgarden, Sir Aaron Florent, younger brother to Queen Selyse, held captive at Highgarden, Sir Gerald Gower, Sir Tristan of Tally Hill, formerly in service to Lord Gunster Sunglass, Lewis, called the Fishwife, Omer Blackberry. King Stannis has taken for his banner the fiery heart of the Lord of Light, a red heart surrounded by orange flames upon a yellow field. Within the heart is the crowned stag of House Baratheon in black. The Queen Across the Water. Daenerys Targaryen, the first of her name, Khaleesi of the Dothraki, called Daenerys Stormborn, the Unburnt, Mother of Dragons. Sole surviving heir of Aerys II Targaryen, widow of Khal Drogo of the Dothraki. Her growing dragons, Drogon, Viserion, Rhaegal. Her queen's guard, Ser Jorah Mormont, formerly Lord of Bear Island, exiled for slaving. Jogo, Co and Bloodrider, the whip. Ago, Co and Bloodrider, the bow. Rakaro, Co and Bloodrider, the Arak. Strong Belwas, a former eunuch slave from the fighting pits of Meereen, his aged squire, Arstan, called Whitebeard, a man of Westeros. Her handmaids, Iri, a Dothraki girl, 15. Jiki, a Dothraki girl, 14. Grolio, captain of the great cog Balerion, a Pentoshi seafarer in the hire of Illyrio Mopatis. Her late kin, Rhaegar, her brother, Prince of Dragonstone and heir to the Iron Throne, slain by Robert Baratheon on the Trident. Rhaenys, Rhaegar's daughter by Elia of Dorne, murdered during the sack of King's Landing. Aegon, Rhaegar's son by Elia of Dorne, murdered during the sack of King's Landing. Viserys, her brother, styling himself King Viserys, the third of his name, called the Beggar King, slain in Vase Dothrak by Khal Drogo. Drogo, her husband, a great Khal of the Dothraki, never defeated in battle, died of a wound. Rhaego, her stillborn son by Khal Drogo, slain in the womb by Miri Mazdur. Her known enemies, Khal Pono, once Co to Drogo, Khal Jaqo, once Co to Drogo, Mago, his blood rider, the Undying of Karth, a band of warlocks, Pyat Pri, a Karthine warlock, the Sorrowful Men, a guild of Karthine assassins. Her uncertain allies, past and present, Zaro Jean Daxos, a merchant prince of Karth, Quaithe, a masked shadowbinder from Ashai, Illyrio Mopatis, a magister of the free city of Pentos, who brokered her marriage to Khal Drogo. In Astapor, Krasnys Mo Noklaws, a wealthy slave trader, his slave Missandei, a girl of 10 of the peaceful people of Noth, Grasdan Mo Olhor, an old slave trader, very rich, his slave Cleon, a butcher and cook, Greyworm, a eunuch of the Unsullied, and Yunkai, Grasdan Mo Eraz, envoy and nobleman. Miro of Braavos, called the Titan's Bastard, captain of the Second Sons, a free company. Brown Ben Plum, a sergeant in the Second Sons, a sellsword of dubious descent. Prendal Nagezin, a Giskari sellsword, captain of the Stormcrows, a free company. Salor the Bald, a Karthine sellsword, captain of the Stormcrows. Daario Naharis, a flamboyant Tarashi sellsword, captain of the Stormcrows. In Meereen, Osnak Zopal, a hero of the city. The banner of Daenerys Targaryen is the banner of Aegon the Conqueror and the dynasty he established, a three-headed dragon, red on black. King of the Isles and the North. Balon Greyjoy, the ninth of his name since the Grey King, styling himself King of the Iron Islands and the North, King of Salt and Rock, Son of the Sea Wind, and Lord Reaper of Pike. His wife, Queen Alanis of House Harlaw. Their children, Roderick, their eldest son, slain at Seaguard during Greyjoy's rebellion. Maron, their second son, slain at Pike during Greyjoy's rebellion. Asha, their daughter, captain of the Black Wind and conqueror of Deepwood Mott. Theon, their youngest son, captain of the Sea Bitch and briefly Prince of Winterfell. Theon's squire, Wex Pike, bastard son of Lord Botley's half-brother, a mute lad of 12. Theon's crew, the men of the Sea Bitch, Erzin, Maron Botley, called Fish Whiskers, Stig, Gevin Harlaw, Cadwal. His brothers, Euron, called Crow's Eye, captain of the Silence, a notorious outlaw, pirate, and raider, Victarion, lord captain of the Iron Fleet, master of the Iron Victory, Aeron, called Damphair, a priest of the drowned god. His household on Pike, Maester Windermere, healer and counselor, Helia, keeper of the castle. His warriors and sworn swords, Dagmer, called Cleftjaw, captain of Foam Drinker, Bluetooth, a longship captain, Uller, Skite, oarsmen and warriors, Andric the Unsmiling, a giant of a man, Carl, called Carl the Maid, beardless but deadly. People of Lordsport, Otter Gimpney, innkeeper and whoremonger, Sigrin, a shipwright. His lord's bannermen, Sawain Botley, lord of Lordsport on Pike, Lord Winch of Ironholt on Pike, Stonehouse, Drum, and Goodbrother of Old Wick, Lord Goodbrother, Spar, Lord Merlin, and Lord Farwind of Great Wick, Lord Harlaw of Harlaw, Volmark, Meyer, Stone Tree, and Kenning of Harlaw, Oakwood and Tawny of Orkmont, Lord Blacktide of Blacktide, Lord Saltcliff and Lord Sunderley of Saltcliff. Other houses, great and small. House Arryn. The Arryns are descended from the kings of Mountain and Vale, one of the oldest and purest lines of Andal nobility. House Arryn has taken no part in the War of the Five Kings, holding back its strength to protect the Vale of Arryn. The Arryn sigil is the moon and falcon, white upon a sky-blue field. The Arryn words are, as high as honor. Robert Arryn, Lord of the Eyrie, Defender of the Vale, Warden of the East, a sickly boy of 8 years. His mother, Lady Lisa of House Tully, third wife and widow of Lord John Arryn, and sister to Catelyn Stark. Their household, Marillion, a handsome young singer, much favored by Lady Lisa, Maester Colman, counselor, healer, and tutor, Sir Marwyn Belmore, captain of guards, Mord, a brutal jailer. His lords, bannermen, knights, and retainers. Lord Nestor Royce, High Steward of the Vale and Castellan of the Gates of the Moon, of the junior branch of House Royce. Lord Nestor's son, Sir Albar. Lord Nestor's daughter, Miranda. Maya Stone, a bastard girl in his service, natural daughter of King Robert I Baratheon. Lord Yon Royce, called Bronze Yon, Lord of Runestone, of the senior branch of House Royce, cousin to Lord Nestor. Lord Yon's eldest son, Sir Andor. Lord Yon's second son, Sir Robar, a knight of Renly Baratheon's Rainbow Guard, slain at Storm's End by Sir Loras Tyrell. Lord Yon's youngest son, Sir Waymar, a man of the Night's Watch, lost beyond the wall. Sir Lynn Corbray, a suitor to Lady Lisa. Michael Redfort, his squire. Lady Anya Wainwood. Lady Anya's eldest son and heir, Sir Morton, a suitor to Lady Lisa. Lady Anya's second son, Sir Donal, the Knight of the Gate. Eon Hunter, Lord of Longbow Hall, an old man, and a suitor to Lady Lisa. Horton Redfort, Lord of Redfort. House Florent. The Florents of Brightwater Keep are Tyrell bannermen, despite a superior claim to Highgarden by virtue of a blood tie to House Gardiner, the old Kings of the Reach. At the outbreak of the War of the Five Kings, Lord Alistair Florent followed the Tyrells in declaring for King Manley, but his brother Sir Axel chose King Stannis, whom he had served for years as Castellan of Dragonstone. Their niece Selyse was, and is, King Stannis's queen. When Renly died at Storm's End, the Florents went over to Stannis with all their strength, the first of Renly's bannermen to do so. The sigil of House Florent shows a fox head in a circle of flowers. Alistair Florent, Lord of Brightwater. His wife, Lady Malara, of House Crane. Their children, Alekhine, heir to Brightwater. Melissa, wed to Lord Randall Tarley. Rhea, wed to Lord Leighton Hightower. His siblings, Sir Axel, Castellan of Dragonstone. Sir Ryam, died in a fall from a horse. Sir Ryam's daughter, Queen Selyse, wed to King Stannis Baratheon. Sir Ryam's son, Sir Imri, commanding Stannis Baratheon's fleet on the Blackwater, lost with the Fury. Sir Ryam's second son, Sir Arryn, held captive at Highgarden. Sir Colin. Sir Colin's daughter, Delina, wed to Sir Hossman Norcross. Delina's son, Edric Storm, a bastard of King Robert I Baratheon, 12 years of age. Delina's son, Alistair Norcross, 8. Delina's son, Renly Norcross, a boy of 2. Sir Colin's son, Maester Omer, in service at Old Oak. Sir Colin's son, Merrill, a squire on the Arbor. His sister, Rylene, wed to Sir Richard Crane. House Frey. Powerful, wealthy, and numerous, the Freys are bannermen to House Tully, but they have not always been diligent in their duty. When Robert Baratheon met Rhaegar Targaryen on the Trident, the Freys did not arrive until the battle was done, and thereafter Lord Hoster Tully always called Lord Walder the late Lord Frey. It is also said of Walder Frey that he is the only lord in the Seven Kingdoms who could field an army out of his breeches. At the onset of the War of the Five Kings, Robb Stark won Lord Walder's allegiance by pledging to wed one of his daughters or granddaughters. Two of Lord Walder's grandsons were sent to Winterfell to be fostered. Walder Frey, Lord of the Crossing. By his first wife, Lady Perra of House Royce, Sir Stavron, their eldest son, died after the Battle of Oxcross. Married Corenna Swan, died of a wasting illness. Stavron's eldest son, Sir Ryman, heir to the twins. Ryman's son, Edwin, wed to Janice Hunter. Edwin's daughter, Walda, a girl of 8. Ryman's son, Walder, called Black Walder. Ryman's son, Peter, called Peter Pimple, married Melinda Caron. Peter's daughter, Perra, a girl of 5. Married Jane Lydon, died in a fall from a horse. Stavron's son, Aegon, a half-wit called Jingle Bell. Stavron's daughter, Maegel, died in childbed, married Sir Daphin Vance. Maegel's daughter, Marianne, a maiden. Maegel's son, Walder Vance, a squire. Maegel's son, Patrick Vance. Married Marcella Wainwood, died in childbed. Stavron's son, Walton, married Deanna Harding. Walton's son, Stephen, called the Sweet. Walton's daughter, Walda, called Fair Walda. Walton's son, Brian, a squire. Sir Emon, married Jenna of House Lannister. Emon's son, Sir Cleos, married Jane Derry. Cleos's son, Tywin, a squire of 11. Cleos's son, Willem, a page at Ashmark, 9. Emon's son, Sir Lionel, married Melissa Craighall. Emon's son, Tyon, a captive at River Run. Emon's son, Walder, called Red Walder, 14, a squire at Casterly Rock. Sir Aenys, married Tyana Wilde, died in childbed. Aenys's son, Aegon Bloodborne, an outlaw. Aenys's son, Rhaegar, married Jane Beesbury. Rhaegar's son, Robert, a boy of 13. Rhaegar's daughter, Walda, a girl of 10, called White Walda. Rhaegar's son, Jonas, a boy of 8. Perianne married Sir Leslyn Haig. Perianne's son, Sir Harris Haig. Harris's son, Walder Haig, a boy of 4. Perianne's son, Sir Donal Haig. Perianne's son, Alan Haig, a squire. By his second wife, Lady Serena of House Swan. Sir Jared, their eldest son, married Alice Frey. Jared's son, Sir Titos, married Joey Blantry. Titos's daughter, Zia, a maid of 14. Titos's son, Zachary, a boy of 12, training at the Sept of Old Town. Jared's daughter, Kyra, married Sir Garth Goodbrook. Kyra's son, Walder Goodbrook, a boy of 9. Kyra's daughter, Jane Goodbrook, 6. Septon Lucian, in service at the great Sept of Baelor in King's Landing. By his third wife, Lady Amory of House Craycall. Sir Hostine, their eldest son, married Belina Haywick. Hostine's son, Sir Arwood, married Riella Royce. Arwood's daughter, Riella, a girl of 5. Arwood's twin sons, Andro and Alan, 3. Lady Lythene married Lord Lucius Vipren. Lythene's daughter, Eliana, married Sir John Wilde. Eliana's son, Ricard Wilde, 4. Lythene's son, Sir Damon Vipren. Simond married Betharios of Bravos. Simond's son, Alessander, a singer. Simond's daughter, Alex, a maid of 17. Simond's son, Bradamar, a boy of 10, fostered on Bravos as a ward of Oro Tendiris, a merchant of that city. Sir Danwell married Winifrey Went. Many stillbirths and miscarriages. Merritt married Maria Derry. Merritt's daughter, Amory, called Amy, a widow of 16, married Sir Pate of the Blue Fork. Merritt's daughter, Walda, called Fat Walda, a wife of 15 years, married Lord Bruce Bolton. Merritt's daughter, Marissa, a maid of 13. Merritt's son, Walder, called Little Walder, a boy of 7, taken captive at Winterfell while a ward of Lady Caitlin Stark. Sir Jeremy, drowned, married Carolee Wainwood. Jeremy's son, Sandor, a boy of 12, a squire to Sir Donald Wainwood. Jeremy's daughter, Cynthia, a girl of 9, a ward of Lady Anya Wainwood. Sir Raymond married Bianne Beesbury. Raymond's son, Robert, 16, in training at the Citadel in Old Town. Raymond's son, Malwyn, 15, apprenticed to an alchemist in Lys. Raymond's twin daughters, Sarah and Sarah, maiden girls of 14. Raymond's daughter, Circe, 6, called Little Bee. By his fourth wife, Lady Alyssa of House Blackwood. Lothar, their eldest son, called Lame Lothar, married Leonella Lefford. Lothar's daughter, Tysaine, a girl of 7. Lothar's daughter, Walda, a girl of 4. Lothar's daughter, Emberly, a girl of 2. Sir Jamos married Sally Page. Jamos's son, Walder, called Big Walder, a boy of 8, taken captive at Winterfell while a ward of Lady Caitlin Stark. Jamos's twin sons, Dickon and Mathis, 5. Sir Whalen married Silwa Page. Whalen's son, Hoster, a boy of 12, a squire to Sir Damon Page. Whalen's daughter, Marianne, called Mary, a girl of 11. Lady Moria married Sir Flement Brax. Moria's son, Robert Brax, 9, fostered at Casterly Rock as a page. Moria's son, Walder Brax, a boy of 6. Moria's son, John Brax, a babe of 3. Tita, called Tita the Maid, a maid of 29. By his fifth wife, Lady Saria of House Went, no progeny. By his sixth wife, Lady Bethany of House Rosby, Sir Perwin, their eldest son, Sir Benfrey, married Gianna Frey, a cousin. Benfrey's daughter, Della, called Deaf Della, a girl of 3. Benfrey's son, Osmond, a boy of 2. Maester Williman, in service at Longbow Hall. Oliver, squire to Rob Stark. Roslyn, a maid of 16. By his seventh wife, Lady Anara of House Farring. Arwen, a maid of 14. Wendell, their eldest son, a boy of 13, fostered at Seaguard as a page. Colmar, promised to the faith, 11. Walter, called Tyr, a boy of 10. Elmar, formerly betrothed to Arya Stark, a boy of 9. Shiri, a girl of 6. His eighth wife, Lady Joyous of House Arryford. No progeny as yet. Lord Walder's natural children by sundry mothers. Walder Rivers, called Bastard Walder. Bastard Walder's son, Sir Aemon Rivers. Bastard Walder's daughter, Walder Rivers. Maester Melwis, in service at Rosby. Jane Rivers, Martin Rivers, Riger Rivers, Ronell Rivers, Malara Rivers, others. House Lannister. The Lannisters of Casterly Rock remain the principal support of King Joffrey's claim to the Iron Throne. They boast of descent from Lan the Clever, the legendary trickster of the Age of Heroes. The gold of Casterly Rock and the Golden Tooth has made them the wealthiest of the great houses. The Lannister sigil is a golden lion upon a crimson field. Their words are, "Hear me roar." Tywin Lannister, Lord of Casterly Rock, Warden of the West, Shield of Lannisport, and Hand of the King. His son, Ser Jaime, called the Kingslayer, a twin to Queen Cersei, Lord Commander of the Kingsguard and Warden of the East, a captive at Riverrun. His daughter, Queen Cersei, twin to Jaime, widow of King Robert I Baratheon, Queen Regent for her son Joffrey. Her son, King Joffrey Baratheon, a boy of 13. Her daughter, Princess Myrcella Baratheon, a girl of 9, a ward of Prince Doran Martell in Dorne. Her son, Prince Tommen Baratheon, a boy of 8, heir to the Iron Throne. His dwarf son, Tyrion, called the Imp, called Half-Man, wounded and scarred in the Blackwater. His siblings, Ser Kevin, Lord Tywin's eldest brother, Ser Kevin's wife, Dorna, of House Swift, their son, Ser Lancel, formerly a squire to King Robert, wounded and near death. Their son, Willem, twin to Martin, a squire, captive at Riverrun. Their son, Martin, twin to Willem, a squire, a captive with Robb Stark. Their daughter, Jenai, a girl of 2. Jenna, his sister, wed to Ser Emon Frey. Their son, Ser Cleos Frey, a captive at Riverrun. Their son, Ser Lionel. Their son, Tyen Frey, a squire, a captive at Riverrun. Their son, Walder, called Red Walder, a squire at Casterly Rock. Ser Tygett, his second brother, died of a pox. Tygett's widow, Darlessa, of House Marbrand. Their son, Tyrek, squire to the king, missing. Geryon, his youngest brother, lost at sea. Geryon's bastard daughter, Joy, 11. His cousin, Ser Stafford Lannister, brother to the late Lady Joanna, slain at Oxcross. Ser Stafford's daughters, Serena and Muriel. Ser Stafford's son, Ser Davin. His cousins, Ser Damian Lannister, married Lady Shiera Craik Hall. His son, Ser Lucian. His daughter, Lana, married Lord Ontario Jast. Margot, married Lord Titus Peake. His household, Maester Craelin, healer, tutor, and counselor. Vylar, captain of guards. Lum and Red Lester, guardsmen. White Smile Watt, a singer. Ser Benedict Broom, master-at-arms. His lord's bannerman, Damon Marbrand, lord of Ashmark. Ser Adam Marbrand, his son and heir. Roland Craighall, lord of Craighall. His brother, Ser Burton Craighall, killed by Lord Beric Dondarrion and his outlaws. His son and heir, Ser Tybalt Craighall. His second son, Ser Lyle Craighall, called Strongbore, a captive at Pink Maiden Castle. His youngest son, Ser Merlon Craighall. Andros Brax, Lord of Hornvale, drowned during the Battle of the Camps. His brother, Ser Rupert Brax, slain at Oxcross. His eldest son, Ser Tytos Brax, now Lord of Hornvale, a captive at the Twins. His second son, Ser Robert Brax, slain at the Battle of the Fords. His third son, Ser Flemont Brax, now heir. Lord Leo Lefford, drowned at the Stone Mill. Reginard Estrin, Lord of Windhall, a captive at the Twins. Gawain Westerling, Lord of the Crag, a captive at Seaguard. His wife, Lady Sybil of House Spicer. Her brother, Ser Rolf Spicer. Her cousin, Ser Samwell Spicer. Their children, Ser Reynold Westerling. Jane, a maid of 16 years. Elena, a girl of 12. Rollam, a boy of 9. Lewis Lydon, Lord of the Deep Den. Lord Ontario Jast, a captive at Pink Maiden Castle. Lord Philip Plum. His sons, Ser Dennis Plum, Ser Peter Plum, and Ser Harwin Plum, called Hardstone. Quentin Bainfort, Lord of Bainfort, a captive of Lord Jonas Bracken. His knights and captains, Ser Horace Swift, good father to Ser Kevin Lannister. Ser Horace's son, Ser Stephen Swift. Ser Stephen's daughter, Joanna. Sir Horace's daughter, Shirley, married Sir Melwyn Sarsfield. Sir Forley Prester. Sir Garth Greenfield, a captive at Raventree Hall. Sir Lyman de Vickery, a captive at Wayfarer's Rest. Lord Selmond Staxpear. his son, Sir Stephen Stackspear, his younger son, Sir Alan Stackspear, Terence Kenning, Lord of Casey, Sir Kenos of Casey, a knight in his service, Sir Gregor Clegane, the mountain that rides, Polliver, Chiswick, Rath the Sweetling, Dunson, and the Tickler, soldiers in his service, Sir Amory Lorch, fed to a bear by Vargo Hoet after the fall of Harrenhal. House Martell. Dorne was the last of the Seven Kingdoms to swear fealty to the Iron Throne. Blood, custom, and history all set the Dornishmen apart from the other kingdoms. At the outbreak of the War of the Five Kings, Dorne took no part. With the betrothal of Myrcella Baratheon to Prince Tristane, Sunspear declared its support for King Joffrey and called its banners. The Martell banner is a red sun pierced by a golden spear. Their words are unbowed, unbent, unbroken. Doran Nymeros Martell, Lord of Sunspear, Prince of Dorne. His wife, Melario, of the Free City of Norvos. Their children, Princess Arianne, their eldest daughter, heir to Sunspear. Prince Quentin, their elder son. Prince Tristane, their younger son, betrothed to Myrcella Baratheon. His siblings, his sister, Princess Elia, wife of Prince Rhaegar Targaryen, slain during the sack of King's Landing. Their children, Princess Rhaenys, a young girl, slain during the sack of King's Landing. Prince Aegon, a babe, slain during the sack of King's Landing. His brother, Prince Oberyn, called the Red Viper. Prince Oberyn's paramour, Ilaria Sand. Prince Oberyn's bastard daughters, Obara, Nymeria, Tyene, Cirella, Elia, Obella, Doria, Larisa, called the Sand Snakes. Prince Oberyn's companions, Harmon Uller, Lord of Hellholt, Harmon's brother, Sir Olwick Uller, Sir Ryan Illyrian, Sir Ryan's natural son, Sir Daemon Sand, the bastard of God's Grace, Dagos Manwoody, Lord of Kingsgrave, Dagos' sons, Mors and Dickon, Dagos' brother, Sir Miles Manwoody, Sir Aaron Corgyle, Sir Desiel Dalt, the Knight of Lemonwood, Miria Jordane, heir to the Tor, Lara Blackmont, Lady of Blackmont, her daughter, Janessa Blackmont, her son, Peros Blackmont, Esquire, his household, Ario Hota, or Norvashi Sellsword, Captain of Guards, Maester Calliot, Counselor, Healer, and Tutor, his lord's bannermen, Harmon Uller, Lord of Hellholt, Edric Dane, Lord of Starfall, Delon Illyrian, Lady of God's Grace, Dagos Manwoody, Lord of Kingsgrave, Lara Blackmont, Lady of Blackmont, Tremond Gargallon, Lord of Saltshore, Anders Ironwood, Lord of Ironwood, Nymella Toland. House Tully. Lord Edmund Tully of Riverrun was one of the first of the Riverlords to swear fealty to Aegon the Conqueror. The victorious Aegon rewarded him by raising House Tully to dominion over all the lands of the Trident. The Tully sigil is a leaping trout, silver, on a field of rippling blue and red. The Tully words are family, duty, honor. Hoster Tully, Lord of Riverrun. His wife, Lady Manisa of House Went, died in childbed. Their children, Caitlin, widow of Lord Eddard Stark of Winterfell. Her eldest son, Rob Stark, Lord of Winterfell, King in the North and King of the Trident. Her daughter, Sansa Stark, a maid of 12, captive at King's Landing. Her daughter, Arya Stark, 10, missing for a year. Her son, Brandon Stark, 8, believed dead. Her son, Rickon Stark, 4, believed dead. Lysa, widow of Lord John Arryn of the Eyrie. Her son, Robert, Lord of the Eyrie and Defender of the Vale, a sickly boy of 7 years. Sir Edmure, his only son, heir to Riverrun. Sir Edmure's friends and companions, Sir Mark Piper, heir to Pink Maiden, Lord Lymond Goodbrook, Sir Ronald Vance, called the Bad, and his brothers, Sir Hugo, Sir Ellery, and Kurth, Patrick Malister, Lucas Blackwood, Sir Perwin Frey, Tristan Ryger, Sir Robert Page, his brother, Sir Brynden, called the Blackfish, his household, Maester Vyman, counselor, healer, and tutor, Sir Desmond Grell, master at arms, Sir Robin Ryger, Captain of the Guard. Long Lou, Elwood, Delp, Guardsman. Uthredes Wayne, Steward of Riverrun. Raymond the Rhymer, a singer. His Lord's Bannerman. Jonas Bracken, Lord of the Stonehenge. Jason Malister, Lord of Seaguard. Walder Frey, Lord of the Crossing, Clement Piper, Lord of Pink Maiden Castle, Carol Vance, Lord of Wayfarer's Rest, Norbert Vance, Lord of Atranta, Theomar Smallwood, Lord of Acorn Hall, his wife, Lady Ravella of House Swan, their daughter, Carellen, William Mouton, Lord of Maidenpool, Shella Went, dispossessed Lady of Harrenhal, Sir Holman Page, Titos Blackwood, Lord of Raventree. House Tyrell. The Tyrells rose to power as stewards to the kings of the Reach, whose domain included the fertile plains of the southwest from the Dornish Marches and Blackwater Rush to the shores of the Sunset Sea. Through the female line, they claimed descent from Garth Greenhand, the gardener king of the First Men, who wore a crown of vines and flowers and made the land bloom. When Mern the Ninth, last king of House Gardener, was slain on the Field of Fire, his steward, Harlan Tyrell, surrendered Highgarden to Aegon the Conqueror. Aegon granted him the castle and dominion over the Reach. The Tyrell sigil is a golden rose on a grass-green field. Their words are growing strong. Lord Mace Tyrell declared his support for Renly Baratheon at the onset of the War of the Five Kings and gave him the hand of his daughter, Margaery. Upon Renly's death, Highgarden made alliance with House Lannister, and Margaery was betrothed to King Joffrey. Mace Tyrell, Lord of Highgarden, Warden of the South, Defender of the Marches, and High Marshal of the Reach. His wife, Lady Allery, of House Hightower of Old Town. Their children, Willis, their eldest son, heir to Highgarden. Sir Garlin, called the Gallant, their second son. His wife, Lady Leonette, of House Fossaway. Sir Loras, the Knight of Flowers, their youngest son, a sworn brother of the Kingsguard. Margaery, their daughter, a widow of 15 years, betrothed to King Joffrey I Baratheon. Margaery's companions and ladies-in-waiting. Her cousins, Mega, Alla, and Eleanor Tyrell. Eleanor's betrothed, Alan Ambrose, squire. Lady Alisanne Bulwer, a girl of 8. Meredith Crane, called Mary. Tana of Mere, wife to Lord Orton Merriweather. Lady Alice Graceford. Septa Nisterica, a sister of the faith. His widowed mother, Lady Olenna of House Redwine, called the Queen of Thorns. Lady Olenna's guardsmen, Arik and Eric, called left and right. His sisters, Lady Mina, wed to Paxter Redwine, Lord of the Arbor. Their children, Sir Horace Redwine, twin to Hobber, mocked as Horror. Sir Hobber Redwine, twin to Horace, mocked as Slobber. Desmera Redwine, a maid of 16. Lady Janna, wed to Sir John Fossaway. His uncles and cousins. His father's brother Garth, called the Gross, Lord Seneschal of Highgarden. Garth's bastard sons, Garth and Garrett Flowers. His father's brother, Sir Morin, Lord Commander of the City Watch of Old Town. Morin's son, Sir Luthor, married Lady Ellen Norridge. Luthor's son, Sir Theodore, married Lady Leah Seri. Theodore's daughter, Eleanor. Theodore's son, Luthor, a squire. Luthor's son, Maester Medwick. Luthor's daughter, Oline, married Sir Leo Blackbar. Morin's son, Leo, called Leo the Lazy. His father's brother, Maester Gorman, a scholar of the Citadel. His cousin, Sir Quentin, died at Ashford. Quentin's son, Sir Olimer, married Lady Lisa Meadows. Olimer's sons, Raymond and Rickard. Olimer's daughter, Mega. His cousin, Maester Normand, in service at Black Crown. His cousin, Sir Victor, slain by the Smiling Knight of the Kingswood Brotherhood. Victor's daughter, Victoria, married Lord John Bulwer, died of a summer fever. Their daughter, Lady Alisanne Bulwer, 8. Victor's son, Sir Leo, married Lady Alice Beesbury. Leo's daughters, Alla and Leona. Leo's sons, Lionel, Lucas, and Laurent. His household at Highgarden, Maester Lomas, counselor, healer, and tutor. Aegon Verwell, captain of the guard. Sir Vortimer Crane, master-at-arms, Butterbumps, fool and jester, hugely fat. His lord's bannerman, Randall Tarley, lord of Hornhill, Paxter Redwine, lord of the Arbor, Arwen Oakhart, lady of Old Oak, Mathis Rowan, lord of Golden Grove, Alistair Florent, lord of Brightwater Keep, a rebel in support of Stannis Baratheon, Leighton Hightower, voice of Old Town, lord of the Port, Orton Merriweather, lord of Long Table, Lord Arthur Ambrose. His knights and sworn swords, Sir Mark Mullendore, crippled during the Battle of the Blackwater, Sir John Fossaway of the Green Apple Fossaways, Sir Tanton Fossoway, of the Red Apple Fossoways. Rebels, Rogues, and Sworn Brothers. The Sworn Brothers of the Night's Watch. Ranging beyond the wall, J.R. Mormont, called the Old Bear, Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. Jon Snow, the Bastard of Winterfell, his steward and squire, lost while scouting the Skirling Pass. Ghost, his direwolf, white and silent. Edison Tollett, called Dolorous Ed, his squire. Thorin Smallwood, commanding the Rangers. Dywin, Dirk, Softfoot, Gren, Bedwick, called Giant, Ollo Lophand, Grubbs, Bernard, called Brown Bernard, another Bernard, called Black Bernard, Tim Stone, Ulmer of Kingswood, Garth, called Greyfeather, Garth of Greenaway, Garth of Oldtown, Alan of Rosby, Ronald Harclay, Ethan, Riles, Mawny, Rangers. Jarman Buckwell, commanding the scouts, Bannon, Kedge Whiteye, Tumberjohn, Fornio, Godey, Rangers and Scouts. Sir Otten Withers, commanding the rearguard. Sir Malador Locke, commanding the baggage. Donal Hill, called Sweet Donal, his squire and steward. Hake, a steward and cook. Chet, an ugly steward, keeper of hounds. Samwell Tarley, a fat steward, keeper of ravens, mocked as Sir Piggy. Lark, called the sister man. His cousin Raleigh of Sisterton, Clubfoot Carl, Maslin, Small Paul, Sawwood, Left Hand Lou, Orphan Oss, Muttering Bill, stewards. Corrin Halfhand, commanding the Rangers from the Shadow Tower, slain in the Skirling Pass. Squire Dalbridge Egan, Rangers, slain in the Skirling Pass. Stone Snake, a Ranger and Mountaineer, lost a foot in Skirling Pass. Blaine, Corrin Halfhand's second, commanding the Shadow Tower men on the Fist of the First Men. Sir Byam Flint. At Castle Black, Bowen Marsh, Lord Steward and Castellan. Maester Aemon Targaryen, healer and counselor, a blind man, 100 years old. His steward, Clydus. Benjen Stark, first ranger, missing, feared dead. Sir Winton Stout, 80 years a ranger. Sir Allardale Winch, Pipar, Deaf Dick Follard, Harry Howe, Black Jack Bulwer, Elrond Mathar, rangers. Othul Yarwick, first builder. Spareboot, Young Henley, Halder, Allbet, Keggs, Spotted Pate of Maidenpool, builders. Donal Noy, armorer, smith, and steward, one-armed. Three-Finger Hob, steward and chief cook. Tim Tangletongue, Easy, Mully, Old Henley, Coogan, Red Allen of the Rosewood, Jerrin, stewards. Septon Celador, a drunken devout. Sir Andrew Tarth, master-at-arms. Rast, Aaron, Emric, Satin, Hoprobin, recruits in training. Conway Guerin, recruiters and collectors. At Eastwatch by the Sea, Connor Pike, commander Eastwatch. Maester Harmune, healer and counselor. Sir Alistair Thorne, master at arms. Janos Slint, former commander of the City Watch of King's Landing, briefly Lord of Harrenhal. Sir Glendon Hewitt. Darion, steward and singer. Iron Emmett, a ranger famed for his strength. At Shadow Tower, Sir Dennis Malister, commander Shadow Tower, his steward and squire, Wallace Massey, Maester Mullen, healer and counselor. The Brotherhood Without Banners, an outlaw fellowship. Beric Dondarrion, lord of Blackhaven, called the Lightning Lord, oft reported dead. His right hand, Thoros of Myr, a red priest. His squire, Edric Dane, lord of Starfall, 12. His followers, Lem, called Lem Lemoncloak, a one-time soldier, Harwin, son of Holland, formerly in service to Lord Eddard Stark at Winterfell, Greenbeard, a Tarashi sellsword, Tom of Seven Streams, a singer of dubious report, called Tom Seven Strings and Thomas Sevens, Angi the Archer, a bowman from the Dornish Marches, Jack B. Lucky, a wanted man, short an eye, the Mad Huntsman of Stony Sept, Kyle Notch Dennett, longbowman, Merritt of Moontown, Watty the Miller, Likely Luke, Mudge, Beardless Dick, outlaws in his band. At the end of the kneeling man, Sharna, the innkeep, a cook and midwife, her husband, called Husband, boy, an orphan of the war. At the Peach, a brothel in Stony Sept. Tansy, the red-haired proprietor. Alice, Cass, Lana, Jaisine, Helly, Bella. some of her peaches. At Acorn Hall, the seat of House Smallwood, Lady Ravella, formerly of House Swan, wife to Lord Theomar Smallwood. Here and there and elsewhere, Lord Lymond Leicester, an old man of wandering wit, who once held Sir Maynard at the bridge. His young caretaker, Maester Rune. The ghost of High Heart. The Lady of the Leaves. The Septon at Sally Dance. The Wildlings, or the Free Folk. Mance Raider, King Beyond the Wall. Dalla, his pregnant wife. Val, her younger sister. His chiefs and captains, Harma, called Dogshead, commanding his van. The Lord of Bones, mocked as Rattleshirt, leader of a warband. Ygritte, a young spearwife, a member of his band. Reich, called Longspear, a member of his band. Ragwile, Lennel, members of his band. His captive, John Snow, the crow come over. Ghost, John's direwolf, white and silent. Steer, Magnar of Fen. Charl, a young raider, Val's lover. Grig the goat, Erok, Quart, Bodger, Dell, Big Boyle, Hempen Dan, Hank the Helm, Len, Toefinger, Stone Thumbs, raiders. Tormund, Mead King of Ruddy Hall, called Giantsbane, Tall Talker, Hornblower, and Breaker of Ice. Also Thunderfist, husband to bears, speaker to gods, and father of hosts, leader of a warband. His sons, Toreg the Tall, Torward the Tame, Dormund, and Drin. His daughter Munda. Oral, called Oral the Eagle, a skin-changer slain by Jon Snow in the Skirling Pass. Magmar Tundoweg, called Mag the Mighty of the Giants. Varamir, called Six Skins, a skin-changer, master of three wolves, a shadow cat, and a snow bear. The Weeper, a raider and leader of a warband. Alfin Crowkiller, a raider, slain by Corrin Halfhand of the Night's Watch. Craster of Craster's Keep, who kneels to none. Gilly, his daughter and wife, great with child. Daya, Fernie, Nella, three of his 19 wives. Acknowledgements. If the bricks aren't well made, the wall falls down. This is an awfully big wall I'm building here, so I need a lot of bricks. Fortunately, I know a lot of brickmakers, and all sorts of other useful folks as well. Thanks and appreciation once more to those good friends who so kindly lent me their expertise, and in some cases even their books, so my bricks would be nice and solid. To my Archmaester, Sage Walker, to First Builder, Carl Keim, to Melinda Snodgrass, my Master of Horse, and, as ever, to Paris. End of A Storm of Swords, A Song of Ice and Fire, Book 3, by George R. R. Martin, GEORGERRMARTIN. Read by Roy Avers in the studios of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky, for the Library of Congress, June 2001.